Mithridates the Sixth, King of Poison. Mithridates the Sixth was one of the big problems for the Romans in the eastern part of the what will become the eastern part of the empire during the fall of the Republic period. This is the area where Pompey the Great will be conquering, and he'll have to fight many battles against Mithridates the Sixth, King of Pontus. But that's not what we're going to look at today. Mithridates the Sixth is probably one of the greatest practitioners of poisons and antidotes, possibly in world history, certainly in the ancient world at that particular time. And one of the things about him is he maintained his position as King of Pontus in a rather bloody form. I mean, he is credited with murdering, having his mother, his brother, and four of his sons murdered, some using poisons. And he was aware that a lot of leaders in that particular area had also died of poison. So he had all sorts of methods of trying to protect himself, not just from regular assassination, but from poison. And one of the things that he had a group of shamans from Scythia, which he called the Agari. And these guys were noted for their curing powers, particularly in snake bites. Now, the Scythians were well known by opponents for the horrible venom that they used on their arrows. In many cases, they would take the snake venom and mix it with the bodies, let it putrefy for long periods of time, mix it with other stuff, so that the arrows actually had a stench to them, let alone a poisoning capability once it hits you. So this Agare group would always kind of keep an eye on him and give him advice. When Mithridates the Sixth was very young, or in the young part of his kingship, he decided that, you know, one of the best ways to probably protect yourself against poison was to just take small amounts of toxins and poisons. Not enough to kill you, but take them little bits at a time, and then maybe you will become immune to them. So every day he would take some of this material, some toxins and poisons and whatever else, to try and create an immunity. And he was obsessed with this. He had an incredible library of poisons and books about poisons and stories about poisons. He even had a copy of the Laws of Manu, which is the Hindu code of combat, which also talked about the uses of poison and how to protect yourself against poison. As a matter of fact, there's one excerpt in there which talks about how to protect yourself from poison. You should mix every known antitoxin in a king's food to help protect them. And when you consider that Mithridates the Sixth spoke 22 languages, he created a spectacular background of library of materials. Now, what he eventually comes up with, he comes up with his own special theratic. Now, a theratic is a term or a mythical term for a universal poison antidote. His version, which is actually called Mithridatium, consisted of 54 of his best antidotes mixed with his native honey. Now, he's from Pontus. This is the area that has the rhododendron honey, which is poisonous. And so he probably mixed that with a little bit. And he would take this every so often. Unfortunately, as successful as he is with this, when it's time for him to go, in 63 B.C., Mithridates the Sixth, fifth son, evidently this one got away, managed to revolt against him as he was planning to attack Rome again, and then cornered him in one of his fortresses. realizing that he was done, he decided to commit suicide by taking poison, which didn't work. So obviously his Mithridatium worked very well. In the end, he had to have one of his Gallic guards stab him to death. Now the Romans then collected his library. Pompey the Great, Pompey Maximus, had the library sent to Rome. And we know that the great Roman Dr. Galen had studied it, and bits and pieces of antidotes and whatever were actually given to several Roman emperors. So, you know, you can also look at this another way. If you know how to make antidotes for poison, you obviously know effectiveness of poison, which makes knowledge of defense also superb for offense. And there's a lot of suspicious activity that takes place, particularly in the Julio-Claudian's reigns, as the people dropping dead. So this is really an unusual situation to have this kind of background and knowledge. It's somewhat frightening to realize just how sophisticated the ancients were. And this will come up again in the Renaissance, because the Renaissance, a lot of people, particularly the Borgia family, used poison. And you actually have people wearing poison rings, which carried antidote and other assorted things in it. So this business of trying to come up with a universal theratic becomes popular again later on. Now, the ancient accounts of this, you'll find in Pliny, in Appian's The Mithridatic Wars, and you could, I'm not real sure where the an English copy of the Laws of Manu exists, but it survives, and you can find bits and pieces on this as well in the book Greek Fire by Mayer. So I hope you enjoyed that, and I know I'm a little more careful when I eat now at home. Okay, so don't forget to come by Summa Historica and see what else is there. Thank you.